Yeah, exactly. You're right. Exactly. You have to have a vacuum and compression at the bottom in the crankcase. One way the piston moves, it has to create a vacuum down there. The other way the piston moves, it has to create a pressure. And if your clearance, you know, between your piston and cylinder, or if the piston's all scored or gets scored up a little bit, or the cylinder gets scored up, then it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Well, then it ain't going to run. So yeah, you got it right. That's exactly how it works. That's why a lot of people, they try to get them started, but sometimes, man, them crank seals go. If it's an old two-stroke, there's a seal on there. There's an oil seal, or what they call crank seal, on the flywheel side and the output shaft side. And if either one of them seals go bad, then they can't pressurize the crankcase because the pressure comes off the seals. So no pressure, no fuel air mix up to the cylinder. So sometimes people tend to forget that, they wonder, their compression's good, and everything and stuff, and it still won't start. It won't start even if you try to prime it or anything. Usually that's when, or it'll run like crap, run really bad. That's some seals, that's some crank seals.